Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Praveen Sapkora. I am from Texas Tech University. I'm a graduate student in PhD. And today I'm going to speak about cotton in the Southern High Plains. Cotton is very economically important plant. And current decade, there is a lot of problem due to the verticillium wilt, which farmers and other growers have faced. So today I'm going to speak a little bit about the economic part of the research that I did. And the title of my research is Cost and Benefit Analysis of Verticillium Wilt of Cotton in Southern High Plains. And my co-authors are Dr. Terry Wheeler, Jeff Johnson, Dr. James Brodowski, Carlos Carpio. Verticillium wilt, it is a soil borne fungus, which is also known as Verticillium dahlii. It is a monocyclic disease. It is economically important disease in the world, and it has a host of more than 400 plant species. And once the disease is occurring in the soil, it will stay there for a long time. So How do they survive? The survival structure for this is the microsclerotia. The symptoms of this disease is mostly observed in the young plant. Then the greatest infection is seen in the first flowering plant, which is chlorosis and necrosis. And before becoming necrotic in nature, it will show the intervenal yellowing of the stem, and we'll see the picture in a little bit. And there is a large light to dark brown vascular discoloration seen in the stem and the branches. And this is the survival structure, which is also known as the microsclerotia. This is the black part, the dot part. And when it is when it start infest in the soil, when it just goes there, and it is very, very, it is not possible to get rid of Verticillium wilt. So this is the field where we can see that the middle portion, which is where there is stunting of the plant, and some plant have even died. And if we uproot the infested cotton plant and we tear the bark of that, and we can see, if we zoom in that, and if we see the brown and the black patches over there in the middle of that, that will show you how it already started to infect the plant. And the leaf part is already been dead. It's all necrotic in color, so it's all black. The disease, the economic impact of this disease is not precisely known. That is the major problem of this disease. It is very difficult to compare the yield loss if we see a healthy plot and if we compare it with the infested plot. And from the test done from 2005 to 2010, we saw that the most tolerant and most susceptible cultivar has the average differences of yield of around 665 pounds link per acre. Some recommendation of Verticillium wilt is to use the partially resistant cultivar. There are like around more than 100 cultivars that is recommended for the Southern High Plains, and use of higher seedling rates. And we should not over irrigate. This is the major problem, because the farmers they think that if we irrigate the cotton field, then it will just give us high yield and we will just benefit with it. But there is another part about the Verticillium wilt, and that is the major problem they need to think about. And the crop rotation with the non-host crop like sorghum, but there are like other crops like peanut, sesame, safflower, and chili, which should not be used in the rotation, because they are all susceptible to the infection of Verticillium wilt. The major objective of this research is to determine the cost benefit of the cultivar selection, irrigation level, and different crop rotation for the crop for the cotton grown, which is already in the field, which is already infested by the wilt. And some studies have also demonstrated that the irrigation rate and the rotation has potentially have greater impact on the yield of the verticillium field. And this will partially be clarified with this result, because there are some more economic analysis coming in the future. So for this research, we collected the data from the Hems farm, which is in Halfway, Texas. And the field was managed in 2001, but the verticillium wheel was it was first observed in 2007. And the field is divided into, it is a like pie-shaped wedges. I will show in another slide. And the circle is divided into six pie-shaped wedges. And for 3 years, 2007 to 9, half of circle, and it was like 1 year sorghum and 2 years of cotton, and other was like continuous cotton. And similarly for other 10 to 12, the pattern was continued. The three crop rotation pattern was continuous cotton. The CC is the continuous cotton, CSC is the cotton, sorghum, cotton, and another rotation pattern was cotton, cotton, sorghum. At different irrigation level, Dr. Jim Borowski, our engineer in Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, he stated a base irrigation which is based on like 60% of what the crop ET is, and which is based on the pumping capacity. And there are three different level. One is base. One is base minus 50%, another is base plus 50%. And for three years, 7 to 9, there is no irrigation. And from 10 to 12, no irrigation treatment was not continued. This is the pie chart that I was talking about. Here you can see the green or bluish green part, that is sorghum. And the red, and the red, and the red is cotton. If we can see that dark, somewhere there is dark red and somewhere there is light red. That is the differences in the irrigation pattern that I stated in the previous slide. Couple of varieties, 2007, Stoneville 4554 B2RF, which is susceptible to verticillium wilt. And the Paramaster was used. In 2007, the Paramaster was stopped due to they stopped selling it. So it was replaced by the Deltafine 1004B2RF, and that is a partially resistant variety. In 2010, 11, and 12, we have Stoneville, Paramaster, Deltafine, Fibermax, and NextGen. And let's go ahead and talk about some results. This chart talks about the yield, how is the yield pattern of different crop rotation with different irrigation level. The green one is the base, and the red one is base minus 50% of base. The purple is base plus 50%, and the blue one is the first 3 years of the irrigation the zero irrigation, and the dot one is like a couple of data were missing, and I thought just to put it there so that here you can see that the continuous cotton, the cotton cotton sorghum, and the cotton sorghum cotton. Definitely the rotated part showed the better result with all the in comparison to the continuous cotton. And here we can see that if there is more water level, and if there is like continuous cotton, then the high yield. In the form of the purple line. And here, similarly here, we are comparing the same pattern, the different irrigated, rotated, and continuous cotton with the incidence of verticillium wilt. Here, how it makes difference. Here, the continuous cotton showed good result in yield as well. And here, continuous cotton showed a lot of incidence of the verticillium wilt. And in here, the rotated cotton, it shows a good yield, and here it shows that the incidence of the wilt is lesser in comparison to continuous cotton. Now the economic part. For different prices of cotton from 2007 to 2012, I took all this data from Helms Farm Research Farm Summary Report every year. In the back of their book, we can just get there online. It's for free. In 2007 and from 2007 to 2012, there are different different price ranges, and all these prices were converted into 2013 prices so that we can see how the prices are going up, fluctuating. And I use the CPI inflation calculator for that. And the Bureau of Labor Statistics is the place from where I got all these calculations. Now, for the economic part, the total income was taken from cotton lint, the price of cotton lint and cotton seed. And there might be like, where is the data? It's just a format. This is for all 2007 to 2012. Data format. And similarly, the total direct expenses were seed cotton treatment, different fertilizers, dry nitrogen and phosphorus, and post emergent herbicides application, ginning, and crop insurance, and all this also includes the tractors and the reaper maintenance and everything. And hold on. And the fixed expenses are the implements, tractors, pickup, and center pivot. Now, this is the this chart shows about the returns above the total specified expenses, the income minus the total expenses. And here, the bold line. It shows about the continuous cotton. Okay. Here in this chart, the blue line shows the high water level and the solid. There we have like solid and striped line. The solid line is the continuous cotton, and whereas the dotted line is the rotated and. Here we can see the dynamics of like how different different level has gone ups and down with the time frame. In 2008 we saw that the base irrigation except for 2008 we see that the rotated cotton with 50% more than base irrigation and continuous cotton with the base irrigation, it has like continuous cotton with the base irrigation, it has similar kind of pattern. But this is the most important thing that we need to understand here. Higher water, higher verticillium wilt. Base water, maybe little bit less yield, but better results. That is the most important thing that we need to know in here. And the red portion is like, it is the 50% below irrigation level. So the continuous cotton with the rotated cotton with the base irrigation showed the best economic return. The economic return the average economic return that we calculated is shown in the boxes for different rates, and the best is sown by the cotton sorghum plus base irrigation. So in summary, the rotated cotton with the base amount of irrigation sowed, the better economic result, and it might be the reason might be infestation of the wilt, and rotated cotton with the base sowed, good result, but economically base irrigation turned out to be the better result. There is no any single management option which is effective in controlling verticillium wilt. There is no any fungicide that can kill or that can terminate the verticillium wilt. And different practices that we already stated in the previous slides, those are better option. And rotated with the best amount of irrigation sowed, the best economic result. And the last thing I want to include is, this is just with the cotton, and I haven't included the sorghum yield and all those parts. That is still to come. That will be my future research. That will, and also, I will be comparing the results of Texas and Alabama in the future, and maybe, hopefully, I can make something in next presentation. So thank you. If you have any questions. And this is, and this picture, I know, I think Dr. Segarra knows more about this one, I don't know. Thank you.
Thank you.